We get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. Phone lines, they're wide open for your phone calls. 844-967-2789. A little bit earlier, we had Bobby from Eau Claire, Wisconsin calling in. And I would point out, Bobby, we've got a little headline from your backyard. Wisconsin man avoids jail time for role in January 6, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Kevin Daniel Loftus drove from Eau Claire to Washington, D.C. last year to attend a Stop the Steal rally on January 6 and then followed the mob that broke into the U.S. Capitol. Once inside the rotunda, the 53-year-old machinist and father of two, parent of two, kids must be so proud. I mean, I got arrested at the Wisconsin Capitol for protesting. I mean, I was vindicated. First in the district courts, later in the appellate courts. They're still embarrassed. That was a vindicated legal First Amendment sanctioned protest. We didn't crap on the Capitol walls.
Yeah, I was arrested for being an idiot, completely deservedly so. And I'll tell my daughter about that to go and show her what an idiot I was and how I learned from it.
Do what I say.
I wonder if these people will do the same.
Do you think he's grounded? Once inside the rotunda, the 53-year-old spent about 5 minutes posing for taking pictures he later posted on social media with the message, "That's right, folks. Some of us are in it to win it." The real ones, the real patriots, they're in it to win it. His cohorts did not ultimately prevent congressional certification of Joe Biden's victory. Oh yeah, Joe Biden's still the president. And Loftus became one of the more than 750 people charged in the insurrection. He pled guilty in October to Capitol parading, picketing, or demonstrating in the Capitol building, a misdemeanor. So a convicted misdemeanor-er. At sentencing Tuesday, the prosecutor argued Loftus should spend 30 days in jail. Yeah, at least, in addition to 3 years of probation, 60 hours of community service, and $500 restitution. The attack caused more than $1 million in damage to the U.S. Capitol. Loftus, federal public defender, opposed jail time, citing other defendants who entered the Capitol briefly and were not sentenced to incarceration. Judge Dabney Frederick, who last week presided over the first jury trial from the insurrection, agreed. During a virtual hearing, Frederick said she didn't have the authority to impose both jail and probation for the petty offense and sentenced Loftus to probation without jail or home detention. Come on, put him on an ankle monitor at least. He will be allowed to serve it. And Eau Claire, be careful, Bobby. Mr. Loftus is up there doing, I guess he's on paper. He's not doing anything. He's just being an insurrectionist that got away with it. Assistant U.S. Attorney Emory Cole argued repeatedly Loftus was an outlier amongst the January 6th defendants convicted of misdemeanors. Cole said Loftus expressed pride in his actions, and his words on social media were meant to encourage others to disrupt the democratic elective process. Cole said Loftus claims he was standing up for all Americans, appalling and sad. Frederick noted Loftus didn't plan the Capitol breach, didn't assault anyone or damage property, didn't have any weapons beyond a U.S. flag on a 6-foot pole, and cooperated with the FBI once he was identified. Most people cooperate once they've been identified. If the government really thought he was an outlier, she said, it wouldn't have agreed to him pleading guilty to such a low-level offense. He's not the first to say some outrageous things. It's hard to know if it's just to wind people up on the internet or if it's something more serious. It kind of has a history now. He didn't show up at the U.S. Capitol. He was an insurrectionist bastard. So I think we know what his underlying intent might have been. Just saying, Judge. But anyways, probation. Probation, a slap on the wrist. He's the right kind of criminal. Right kind of criminal. Want to get back to the Tario guy, the Proud Boys guy. The government is arguing that Tario, unlike the Loftus fella here in Eau Claire, Loftus got no jail time. Tario, He's being held over until trial. The government argues that even after his arrest, Tarjo continued to direct the conspiracy. After meeting with Rhodes, the government alleges that Tarjo traveled to Baltimore and, using associates' phones, joined new encrypted chats for the MOSD leaders and members that were set up after the original chats were shut down following his arrest. According to the government, Tarjo posted at least one message to the new MOSD leaders group chat shortly after midnight on January 6. The government alleges that communications in the encrypted chats clearly showed that Ethan Nordine and Joe Biggs, Tarjo's co-defendants, were designed to take charge on the ground. Sorry, I can't read. I need glasses. The two men can be seen in a video filmed by Proud Boys Eddie Block, leading hundreds of Proud Boys from the Washington Monument to the Capitol on January 6. The government alleges that Nordine's and Biggs were continuously coordinating with and deferring to Tarjo. As evidence, the government cites a message posted by Biggs in the MOS leaders group chat at 9:17 p.m. on January 5th. Just spoke with Enrique. The court filing also quotes Biggs as saying, "I gave Enrique a plan, the one I told the guys, and he said he had one." It remains unknown who provided the 9-page document outlining plans to occupy government buildings to Tarjo. Oh, it was a pretty comprehensive plan. It was above and beyond the U.S. Capitol. The Proud Boys, they had a comprehensive plan to go and take multiple buildings, like 50 Proud Boys per building. That was not the plan they acted upon, but the government thinks this man should be held for some lengthy period of time, thinks there's a good probability he's going to be convicted at trial, and thinks there's a good chance he's going to spend some time in prison thereafter. So he's stuck in jail, but Loftus, he's up there looking for a Blue Golders game. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates, more of your phone calls, they're always welcome. 844-967-2789.
Freak out. Nanny Mabry number 9. Mary had a little lamb.
I am so proud that you are citizens of our country.
I'm really proud of what we've been able to do.
I am proud to shut down the government.
Go get him.